The indie pop duo Mates of State has actively toured and recorded for 15 years now. But it's only now, with the pair's sixth album, Mountaintops, that our critic Robert Christgau thinks they've figured out their right sound.
Mates of State are literally mates. Corey Gardner and Jason Hamill have been a duo since 1996, married since 2001, and parents on tour since 2004. Their basic concept is two strong voices over Corey's keyboards and Jason's drums, as on this snatch of Fluke from their 2003 album Team Boo. Although Fluke kicks, it's pretty spare. Over the years, Mates of State have expanded their instrumental range and brought in guests for Sonic Color. But nothing in their catalog prepared me for Palomino, the opening track on their new album, Mountaintops. Palomino's musical elements are the same as ever: organ, drums, vocals. But they're more expansive and ebullient, drenched in echo for extra dimension. Always too sinewy for synth pop, even though some slotted them that way, Mates of State suffuse Mountaintops with a full, old-fashioned pop sound that just happens to do without the big guitars usually associated with that aesthetic. The song we just heard, Total Serendipity, is one of many on Mountaintops where catchy chorus tops melodic verse. Lyrically, it celebrates the beginning of Corey and Jason's relationship. Mates of State write realistically, avoiding the cryptic verbiage of indie rock and the romantic generalizations of contemporary pop. But their songs seldom capitalize so explicitly on their connubial backstory. Their message of fulfillment is in the music. Still, being fulfilled needn't mean wanting to stay the same. That's why they made this album.
The new album from Mates of State is Mountaintops. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.